This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Ready or not, time for Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Woohoo! And the crowd goes wild.
Hey, all I hear is crickets right now. All I hear is crickets. What's up, RC?
I don't know. Super Don could sneak something in when you don't even hear it. So
That's true.
Well, listen, thank you for connecting us. We wanted to reach out to Nico LaHood. I tell you what a phenomenal guy. To have the interaction with a district attorney who has been on both sides of the fence as a prosecutor, as a defense attorney, and now a prosecuting district attorney, and to have a guy that has... the courage of his convictions, the willingness to stand up, speak for truth, and as he says, he really hates deception and lies. And I'm like, wow, what a phenomenal impact kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I remember it was maybe a week ago. I think it was a week ago, maybe a little over a week. I think I was in Washington, D.C., actually, that Charlene texted me and Skyped me, and she was like, you got to watch this. And it was an interview with Pauly Tommy and Nico and his wife. And so I watched as well. I was just blown away by his – he's just articulate. He's intelligent. He's a district attorney, right? So he knows how to argue a point. And she said, you've got to get an interview with this guy. So, I reached out – or she reached out to him and connected us. And then I reached out to him Saturday and talked to him. And we've got an interview lined up for the truth about vaccines. Hopefully, it looks like they're going to be coming up to our deal in October in Dallas for the TTAC symposium. So it looks like we'll try to get an interview with Nico and his wife there. But just a phenomenal guy, and you can tell just by his presence that he's a straight shooter.
Yes.
And he's like I think I was telling Charlene, he's like the other side's worst nightmare, because he's intelligent,
right.
He's well spoken, he's not hysterical, and that's, they hate that.
No, and he's so logical. Shows no fear whatsoever. It's like, you can call me whatever you want, you can throw names at me, because if you do that, you've shown how weak your argument is, right? So just keep calling me names, right? And so it's a very unique thing, and I think it was inevitable, and I'd say unfortunately, because the so-called powers that be either don't know or don't care. In either case, it's bad. And so more children have to be injured this way, and that means more families, more parents become aware of it. And eventually, there are going to be parents like the LaHood family are involved, and there's going to be more and more of that. And there'll be, how will we say, people leaving the so-called flock of the mainstream thought form on vaccines.
Yeah. And, one of the things that Nico shared with me is, when we talked on the phone this last weekend, was the fact that there's so many vaccine damaged children now that in his dealings, as a district attorney, he deals a lot with the CPS in Texas. And he said that, they can't even handle all of the intellectually challenged children now. There's so many kids on the autism spectrum that the CPS can't even handle them.
Well,
so it's just,
we talk, Ty, about the concerns we have for our country here, right? And we can look economically, there's just no way to cover all of the children that will be growing into adulthood that once their parents are gone, who's going to look after them? There's just not enough money in the world to cover for that. And, as much as we would concern ourselves with, there are many other issues, there are a lot of single issue voters out there, especially the moms and dads who are dealing with the vaccine injured children, that recognize that you can say it's about this, it's about that, but it's like, unless we get this thing under control, borders, who's going to know about borders? I mean, we're going to be worried about how to care for these kids.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. That, you know, that's one of the reasons that I appreciate Nico so much is, you know, I'm a Christian, and Nico is also a Christian. And one of the things he shared with me on the phone this last weekend was, you know, he said he just keeps thinking about James 4:17 in the Bible. It says, you know, if you know something's wrong, mm-hmm. you do it anyway. You know, to you, it's a sin. And you know, if you know it's wrong, and I think about all these children that these pediatricians know they're hurting. And they still do it. I mean, man, can you think of a worse crime on humanity than to knowingly hurt children? And that's what's going on. These children and their parents and their families, they're having their lives changed forever because of this, I guess, lack of awareness of no informed consent with vaccines. They're not being told the other side of the coin.
Well, and now the expansion of that is the CDC raised a trial balloon earlier in the week, and we've been talking about it just about every day. It says that, you know, they just want to be able to stop you on the road and quarantine you on mere suspicion of having an ill-defined disease that they can't even validate, like MERS or SARS.
Yeah.
But even, you know, the whole nonsense with measles being deadly. I mean, all the time they point to the Disneyland measles. How many people died? Zero. Zero. And of course, when you see in so-called third world or poor countries around the world that have measles deaths, it's because of vitamin A deficiencies, it's severe nutritional deficiencies, hygiene, sanitation, all the things that they like to say, oh, you people think it's all about sanitation and hygiene. I was like, yeah, you stop taking out the trash and see how well you're going to be, even with your vaccines.
Well, you know, the reality is with measles specifically, you know, in my interview a few weeks ago with Neil Miller in Austin, and then also I interviewed with Dr. Larry Pilevsky in Washington, D.C., they both said the same thing, that being exposed to the measles naturally as a child actually decreases your risk of cancers later in life, whether it's, I think it's brain cancer, specifically leukemia and lymphoma. You get a much reduced risk later in life because that natural exposure does something to your immune system to where later in life you're much less likely to be diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer. So, you know, it's like this informed consent that we're not being told. Look, what's the risk versus reward? If you get measles, what happens? Okay, look, I had them. You itch for a week, okay? Later on, what's the reward? You're protected from cancer? I would do that any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Right, but remember, the real risk of measles, the danger of measles and getting it, is actually a danger to the cancer industrial complex, right? Whoa, you mean fewer cases of cancer we can treat? No, we can't have that.
No, you know, we can't. And you're right. You go back to the money trail and you follow the money and you see why some of these decisions are being made and why some of this information is being suppressed. And but we're not lacking in studies on this. I was going through Neil's book, you know, Critical Vaccine Studies, and just going through a couple of other websites that just literally list study after study after study. And I couldn't even count all the studies that show measles exposure decreases risk of cancer. Measles exposure decreases risk of cancer. But you don't get it from the vaccine. You just get it from natural exposure.
Yeah, again, validating what I said, I don't know if you interviewed me a while back in Canada on the vaccine issue, but I've always said, once I learned of this many years ago, that vaccines are the gateway drug, and I'll call them that, a gateway injectable drug mostly, to a lifetime of dependence on the pharmaceutical industrial complex. That's why they are the prime moneymaker. If we don't start with vaccines, we might have healthy children that leads to healthy adults. That means, again, we're in trouble from a business model, economic model perspective. Big Pharma.
We can't have that, Robert. We can't have people getting healthy. And by the way, you and I will be getting another interview on vaccines down in Tampa, St. Pete at the Homeo Prophylaxis Conference.
Ooh,
so
that's right.
Plan on another.
7th, 8th, and 9th, and we'll be there at least the 7th and 8th with Ty Bollinger. If you haven't made plans, please, St. Pete, Florida. This is another life-changing weekend seminar for those of you who have woken to the reality that vaccines are dangerous and they really don't work in preventing disease, even if they stimulate artificially an antibody. What are your options? Are there ways to safely, gently sensitize the immune system to give you a leg up? And yes, there are. And there are a lot of good folks coming together that weekend. We just interviewed Scilla Whatcott just the other day on the program, and there's actually a video of that interview we did via Skype with her. And so I encourage you to do that and attend with us in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's already, you'll have a chill in the air up in Canada, so you Canadian like geese, come down to Florida a little early and join us there.
yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. And that was a great interview, by the way, you and Scilla. I watched it last night.
Cool. Yeah. She's such a neat lady. And again, bringing good people together. And I think in some ways I'm concerned, Ty, because she's so far ahead of this. You know, as a homeopath, I've mentioned mm-hmm. it over the years, but there's been like, I feel like a man in the wilderness, and she's like a woman in the wilderness, mm-hmm. that so few people, right. even though they're beginning to become aware of many things and many dangers, drugs, vaccines, we're talking a fraction of that percentage is even aware of something called homeoprophylaxis, so they don't even know yeah. why they should attend and learn about this stuff.
Right, right. And, you know, that's why it's so important, us coming down there, is to bring awareness to this, because we will be getting interviews, of course, with RSB, but several of the other people that will be speaking at the conference to include in the truth about vaccines next year. And at that point, people will hear about it, because we're going to have millions and millions of views of this documentary. So people, it will be brought into the limelight at that point, whether or not it is until then. It's, you know, we still don't know the attendance there in October, but I want to encourage Scylla and the other speakers that even if at that point we don't have, you know, they're not beating down the doors to attend the conference, they're going to hear about it in the next spring.
Exactly. Very important. And Tatiana Obukanich, a PhD immunologist, is going to be there as well, and she's just a phenomenal wealth of information and courageous
yes.
as a super mom too, to get this word out. So we've got a lot to look forward to there. But first up, we're going to be together in Ann Arbor, Michigan this weekend, the September 11th Cancer Prevention Convention, and I understand you've got a major road trip happening to be there. I'm going to fly in and see you and the family.
We are. We're going to vacation it, and I'm getting up. We're going to get the green station wagon and drive up to Wally World up in Ann Arbor.
Yes, Wally World. You know, I'm really looking forward to our friends, the Glens, Marlon Glenn and family. They say they're coming, and it'll be a nice reunion for, you know, just a wonderful, loving family that, you know, can really see
yes.
through a lot of the lies out there. And just it's such an uplifting interaction every time we get together with them, too.
It is, and it will take us back to Asheville, North Carolina, just a few years ago when we all got together for the first time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, you know, they came to the Health Freedom Expo all those years ago, too, and
yes.
And then, you know, their kids were jumping all over me and Liam and you, and it just, like, it was so much fun to see. So that's the kind of thing, that's that vitamin L we love to travel with here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and Ty Bollinger and family. Remember, Cancer, Step Outside the Box is the, you know, the book that started it all. Our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal. We should have them there for those of you who are coming and want to get them signed by both of us. That's going to be great. When we come back, we're going to hear from the person that's most responsible for putting this event on, Stephanie McKeith, and we'll find out more about it and how you can attend. Yeah, it's definitely going to sell out in Ann Arbor this weekend, so you definitely want to get your tickets while you can, because the fire marshal says we can't fit too many people in that one room. So check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. More Powerful Healing with Ty Bollinger here on Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are getting ready to go outside the box in Ann Arbor, Michigan. TMBRSB, traveling the road, the family. We're all going to be there. And we're going to be there with Stephanie McKeith, who's putting on the Cancer Prevention Convention. TMB, you got to remind me how we all connected here.
Wow, it's kind of a long story. So Stephanie and her husband, Josh, right? They were two years ago, maybe two years ago, I was up speaking in Detroit, and they were kind enough to give me a ride from whatever conference I was at, I don't even remember which one it was, to the airport. It was like an hour drive each way, and so we got a chance to talk and became friends over that hour commute. And then we hooked up again this last April in Toronto with Stephanie and Josh, and they got a chance to meet you and Charlene and the kiddos and everybody. And then it just kind of fell into place from there that we're all doing this event here in just a few days. It's very exciting. We're going to be getting up early Saturday morning to drive all the way up to Ann Arbor from our house in Nashville.
Wow.
So it's going to be quite a trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to flying in, Stephanie. And so nice of you and your husband, that act of kindness and how it manifests into a major event in Ann Arbor to reach out to the community and teach them how to prevent cancer and reverse it naturally and safely.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. We were at that right place at that right time. We walked into the event, and the woman who was doing registration said, "You're from the area. Ty's not from the area, but he needs to get home, and he needs to get to the airport. Do you guys have a vehicle where you could fit him in there and get him and his crew back to where they need to be?" And without knowing him, you know, my husband and I said, "Sure, why not?"
He looks like a dangerous guy. We'll give him a ride.
Yeah.
Well, just to be fair, Josh is a big dude, too. So, you know, even if I weren't the most upstanding citizen, I think Josh could have taken care of me. He's a big fella.
Yeah, you guys are definitely fitness. Obviously, we're talking about the health and fitness of the human species and our kids and everything. And so this September 11th event, the Cancer Prevention Convention, of course, motivated by your desire to help your community.
Yes, definitely. I'm a holistic fitness trainer, and this all aspired from my dad's cancer diagnosis and just not having the right information. We didn't know what we didn't know. And through his journey, we found Ty and you, Robert Scott Bell, and all of these other wealths of knowledge that we just kept adding to our own knowledge pot that kept growing and growing, and people seeking change and the desire to live a healthier lifestyle kept coming from that in everything that I do on a daily basis through my own job. And with cancer being at the root cause of what has happened in my own family, it's just something that we kind of grew upon. And this Cancer Prevention Convention is really meant to bring awareness and inspiration into living a healthier lifestyle, and to just for people to understand that there are options. There are, we have the ability to make change. It's not something that you have to sit around and wait for. There's mm-hmm. plenty of time, and we have the ability. We've never been in a positioned in a better time to have the information that we have to put into action and control our own health.
Beautiful. I mean, it really is bringing the power to heal back to the people where it belongs, the community, your outreach there. I understand there's been a little pushback because it's a very medical area, and there are people, believe it or not, allied against empowering people in this way.
Oh, yeah. I've had, to say pushback would be an understatement. There's been a lot of, I've had quite a bit of friction since we started even mentioning this convention. We are in a very conventional, medically associated area.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had emails, I've had messages, I've had all kinds of friction coming back at me of, it's more, in my opinion, fear.
Sure.
of what is actually out there.
Yeah. Well, TMB and family, Charlene and the kids, we're all going to be bringing the vitamin L to melt away the fear.
That's right. We are. We're really excited about it. We were just talking about that this morning about the trip.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposiums happen in middle of October in Dallas at the Gaylord Texan. And I don't know, there might be a few seats left. If you ask really nice, you might be able to still go. But we've been warning you. I've been telling you it's going to sell out. And Ty, you were right.
Yeah, there may be a few seats left, Robert, but it's pretty much, it's essentially sold out at this point. I think we've reserved a few seats, but I don't know if there's any left or not. If you can go on and you can purchase a ticket, then there's a few left, but we're really, really close to being sold out at this point.
Right, which is great news. I mean, that really means that people are responding to this message. Not that that was in doubt, but again, I like the fact that it's not that we rest or you rest on your laurels, because when we find there's more to reveal, more to be exposed, more to teach, we're not here just, okay, that's it, no more, right? There's plenty more to do. And, you know, case in point, look at the CDC and that trial of balloons. Like, hey, let's see if they'll notice if we propose a new power that we want to claim for ourselves to stop people on the street, on the highway, wherever, and say that they have a disease, quarantine them, vaccinate them. I mean, you know, you would talk about the depths of un-Americanism coming from our own so-called institutions.
Isn't that insane? I mean, the CDC wants to have the power to just indefinitely detain and force vaccinate somebody that looks like they might be sick. I mean, I'm sorry, did we stumble into communist Russia or China? I don't understand how this is the country that we grew up in, that the CDC thinks that they have this kind of power. I encourage people to continue pushing back against this. The CDC actually tried to do this about a decade ago, and we pushed back. So let's push back again. I think we have until October the 14th. To let our voices be heard before they make a decision.
Yeah, it's like the East German Stasi will re-indoctrinate you, or will somehow program you differently, and they really want to you to accept that fear is the only way to get through life, and these institutions that have pharmaceutical conflicts of interest are the only institutions that can save you. And I'm telling you, man, it is work for a lot of the sheeple, because there's not enough outrage yet on this. I know partly because the mainstream media doesn't report on it so much, but really, we've got a ways to go. But it's never going to be the majority. I don't think so, because even at the dawning of the American Revolution to establish a new nation, it wasn't that the majority said, yeah, let's do it, right? It was a small, tireless group of those that loved liberty above all else that said, you know what, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and that would be us at this point. We've got to continue to keep our voices being heard and keep fighting on these issues. Was that correct, Robert? Is it until October 14th?
I believe, yeah, the period where you can actually put your comments into the register somehow. So you definitely want to take the time and put on and spread it with your neighbors. Let them know this is the time to push back big time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is the time to push back. And that's what we do every week, and that's what you do every day.
Yeah, 6 days a week. I like to take one day off. It doesn't always happen, but I try. there's a lot to do, indeed. But, you know, we try to have fun while we're doing it as well. And let's see. I talked to Dr. Batar, our buddy Rashid, or as you say, Rashid, like you like to say.
Rashid Butter?
Rashid Butter. He loves it when you call him that. he's going to be with us in Dallas. Very excited to meet all of y'all too, if you haven't met Dr. Batar. But we talked about this landmark Lancet publication study, 32,862 people, and they found that chemo kills half of all cancer patients.
That's insane. I mean, it's we've been preaching this message for a long, long time, but to see it now becoming even more mainstream, and this was Johns Hopkins, right?
I think originally, yeah, and published in the Lancet, which is, okay, again, a stunning. As far as a mainstream medical journal, they can't say, oh, that's just a backwoods journal that somebody, you know, published from their basement. Yeah, if they admit half, what could the numbers really be?
Yeah, and, you know, it's just this cognitive dissonance, Robert, that we treat cancer with something that now even mainstream is showing causes half of the cancer deaths is what we used to treat it. It's kind of like the cognitive dissonance. Did you see Hillary's coughing fit a couple days ago?
Oh, that was just a conspiracy, Ty. What are you talking about?
Well, so she's caught. It was 4.5 minutes, right? I was watching it, and literally by the end, it was getting kind of old. I was like, man, I'm kind of tired of hearing her cough.
Yeah.
But there was I saw a reporter. I think it was InfoWars, a reporter that went and interviewed people that were there, and it was like, how can this be? How can we let somebody that's this sick run for president? Do you think that Hillary's sick? What's going on? You know, a variety of questions. You know, the same question but asked a variety of ways. Nobody thought she was sick. They're like, oh, no, she just had a frog in her throat. Oh, no, she was really allergic to Donald Trump. I mean, it's cognitive dissonance at its finest. They did not want to admit she was really coughing. It was just conspiracy theory that she was coughing for 4.5 minutes.
You know, you see it with your own eyes, which tells you about the credibility of mainstream media reporters covering Hillary Clinton. And even those covering Trump, who are whatever they're doing to cover Trump, I don't know. But the idea that you would get your information from those yahoos, that's problematic.
It really is. It really is. But I did see that Hillary finally held a press conference in the back of the plane with like three reporters. So, hey, great. She's talking to the press again. Three selected reporters in her own plane, but she held a press conference. And she actually started a coughing fit in the middle of that one as well. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah. We'll see what Julian Assange has to release in the next week or two. He's talking about some really devastating information. Remember, folks, even if Hillary is knocked out of the race for the presidency somehow, there's still a lot of people that support the things that she stands for. Not that we actually know what she really stands for, except globalism for sure. But there's still a lot of folks that have been duped. And so that's why I said it's beyond any one person. And as much as we appreciate Donald Trump in many of the things he says, especially his recognition and acknowledgement of vaccine injury, you can't look to say if Donald Trump gets in, everything is going to be perfect. Because there, as I said, there are no political saviors, but I want you to follow your heart, follow your conscience, pray on it, and do what you feel is right. That's all we would ask of you.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you have to follow your conscience. And you have to vote for the person that you think will do the best for our country. Regardless of the fact that I think we both agree that the president really does not have that much power. The presidents are typically controlled
yes.
by people that have much more power. But still, you got to vote for the person that you think will do the best for will be the best for the country.
Exactly. So if you're participating, there you go. Just follow your heart, and we'll keep covering it as we head toward election in the United States here. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, there is good news. Gridlock, right, in the Senate. People think that's bad. I like gridlock because it means they're going to do less harm to you and me. There's news out of the Senate that they failed to agree on Zika funding. Now, the
Good.
Fact that they're even arguing that Zika funding should be there at all is problematic to me because it's an absolute scam, and it really is just a focal point on fear-mongering and production of a vaccine that is completely unneeded.
It is. It's a scam. I mean, we look at the different larvicides and pesticides that have known side effects being microcephaly. And, you know, we also see that the DPT vaccine, which is being pushed on, was being pushed on and still is being pushed on mothers, pregnant mothers in Brazil, specifically about 6 to 8 months before the time they started seeing these microcephaly cases was when they were pushing the DPT on pregnant mothers. And that's one of the side effects of the DPT as well as microcephaly. So it's a variety of causes, and none of them is the mosquitoes and the Zika virus.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, they're wanting to spray in Miami Beach. There is some pushback. They're not just rolling over. That's good news. But the issue is very real because they already did it in South Carolina, killed millions of bees. We talked to someone about that last week as well. And I'm telling you, it's not time to be quiet about this stuff. You've got to communicate.
I mean, are they trying to destroy the food supply of the world? Because without the bees, there's no food.
Right. Well, exactly. We're done, they say, within 4 years. We're all done. It's not going to go well for the elitists. I don't know what they're thinking here, unless they feel like they can kill some and then bring them back. But, again, it's hard to speculate on the evil that's being perpetrated here. And, of course, what they're doing in Miami is they're going to be spraying a larvicide, if they have their way, into the water. And that means 9 to 18 months from now, just as it happened in Brazil, you'll see incidences of birth defects and microcephaly that they'll try to then claim is caused by Zika when it was actually caused by the things that they're trying to do to control mosquitoes.
Yep. But there's nothing like causing the business that you're trying to treat, is there?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what we see with the chemotherapy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we see with chemotherapy. You know, we have a set of chemicals that are claimed to treat cancer, but they're actually causing cancer and killing cancer patients. You know, that's the thing. They don't really want cancer patients dead. They just want them sick for a long time because that's a more perpetual money stream, you know, to look at it from a financial perspective. They don't want them healthy. They don't want them dead. They want them just kind of sick for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked about in Unlock the Power to Heal the use of cannabis as a treatment and a reversing agent for cancer, many forms of cancer, seizure activity in children, and it could be CBD, THC, or a combination of all the cannabinoids. There's interesting movement on this. This is a story out of Washington Times out of Delaware. They're saying that they're proposing a law. Actually, it's going to be signed by Governor Jack Markell, I believe, in Delaware, that would allow designated caregivers to possess and administer and qualifying children to use medical cannabis oil in schools. Now, so this is good that they won't be discriminated against because of the treatment is not chemo. It's actually a natural plant botanical.
That's awesome that's coming along. But doesn't it show you just what a weird state that we live in where you have to get permission for that,
mm-hmm.
but you know, we've got every other kid is drugged up with psychotropics and ADHD drugs, Ritalin and so forth, and you know, that's really looked at as being acceptable, and actually, you know, if you don't have your kid on Ritalin, then you're not a good parent. But if you actually try to treat with an herb like hemp, then, you know, it's frowned upon unless you're given specific permission like this.
Right, right. And now this falls right in the line. We're almost up against a break here. But doctors are claiming 60% of all college students have psychiatric disorders and need to be on drugs. And we're not talking cannabis. They're talking about psychiatric drugs.
Well, yeah, and then that's why they have the disorders, is because they're deficient in drugs, right?
Yeah.
Same reason that cancer patients have cancer is because they're deficient in chemotherapy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes about as much sense as that.
Right. Well, this is the thing. It's like, I'm not saying that college students don't have emotional problems. It could happen, right? But the reality is treating them with psychiatric drugs that can cause them to go into suicidal and or homicidal ideations and tendencies. In the meantime, they're trying to say if you have a medical cannabis card, medical marijuana card, you should not have the right to keep and bear arms. Again, these are more games that they're playing with all of us. Really, the issue is that they're wanting to drug you and then take your rights away simultaneous to that. Hey, we're up on a break, TMB. Rumor has it somebody's birthday today. Are we going to hear from the birthday girl after the break?
We just might. Let's see if we can.
All right, we'll announce a wonderful birthday, a sweet 16, coming up after the break in the TMB family after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Scott Bell Show.
Every day is a celebration here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It even gets more celebratory when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. And it even gets more. I don't know how this can happen, but it happened today. Big birthday, sweet 16. Brianna, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy birthday.
Yeah, we got Brianna and Charlene and myself here. And, yeah, it is Brianna's sweet 16. You want to say something, honey?
Brianna, you are the sweetest girl in the whole world. We can't believe how sweet you are. And we're so glad and proud to be on the RSP show together to tell you that. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's an awesome day.
It really is. We both have 16-year-olds in the family now.
I know, that's right. We do.
Right. So we have to get them, to race go-karts now that they can manage those things or something.
I know. We can have a 16-year-old club.
That's right. That'd be awesome. So, Brianna, do you have, a message for teenagers around the world that listen to your dad and I talk about health and healing and empowerment? Because my son Elijah, who you guys have grown up with a different kind of awareness than most teenagers. I don't know how you bridge the gap, but if you have a message on your birthday, that would be a gift for us all.
Well, I guess just be yourself and try to find out things for yourself and live your life nicely, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
tell
I have
them how you eat. Tell them about how you
what
eat.
You're going to have for tell them what you chose for your birthday dessert.
Ooh, yeah, well, I'm having a healthy carob pie for dessert today, which is awesome because I try to eat mostly healthy, so it's made of nuts and almonds and avocado and good stuff. I eat mostly fresh, so lunch is going to be awesome. It's going to be one big fruit buffet. We're going to have fruit. We're going to have yogurt. It's going to be great. We had some nice boiled eggs and fruit and stuff for breakfast. Dinner, we're going to have actually mashed up cauliflower. It's awesome. It tastes just like mashed potatoes, except it's a lot healthier. And my mom is making a nice, healthy brisket, so it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah, I'm already hungry. I'm ready for a second dinner now. So I'll be
come
there.
Join us.
Yeah, this will be great. So any particular birthday things that you're doing? Did your dad take you out shooting? Did you go out shopping with mom? Anything fun like that?
We have done a lot of celebratory preparation shopping. Mm-hmm. We're just gonna hang around here. I got to watch an awesome speech this morning.
What was the speech of?
It was Donald Trump's speech. It was awesome. It was on the military and stuff, mm-hmm. and how he's gonna help rebuild our military. It was awesome. It was the best birthday gift I could have gotten.
Very cool.
And she's a little patriot.
Yes, and I'm so excited because I get to see you, Brianna, and the whole family in Ann Arbor, Michigan, for the 9/11 Cancer Prevention Convention.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for it.
So we yell, road trip.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, I'm so pleased that we got to say happy birthday to you. I will spare your ears the singing that I can't really do in tune. But just know the vitamin L from the whole Bell family and all the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners here outside the box wishing you a happy birthday today.
Thank you very much. I feel it already.
Yay. And, of course, one of the gifts you can give your teenagers, folks, is to keep them away from syringes that doctors are trying to throw at them like dartboards. I remember, Ty, when I went in, when we moved to a different area and have to say, you know what, we're not doing that vaccine thing for our kids. And the little old nurse said, well, just wait here for a moment. And she brings in the 6'5" tall male nurse to try and intimidate me. I'm like, no, I don't think this is happening. And I started talking biblical stuff with him, and he got that I was really truthfully speaking from my heart, and it didn't go any further. He was like, I'm sorry we had to do this. So he knew what was going on.
Yeah, it's amazing the number of commercials I'm seeing lately, especially I'm really aware of it with the truth about vaccines, that there's so many commercials for vaccines now on TV. It's insane.
Yeah, and RSC, I even saw the other day a picture from somebody that they sent me of chicken, the conventional chicken packaged from a grocery store in that plastic wrap. And there was a sticker on the chicken that said, free flu shots on the chicken.
Wow.
So that's kind of repulsive. I don't think I would buy that chicken.
No, please don't. I mean, again, you're right. The commercials for flu vaccines, commercials saying you come into our drugstore, get a vaccine, we'll buy one for a third worlder that needs food and nutrition and good sanitation and hygiene, but no, we'll inject them instead. So there's a lot of folks up there that still don't get it, and bright lights like Brianna, your kids, my kids, I think are going to make a big difference in making the bridge. We're bridging the gap from where some in our generation, our elders, kind of lost their way.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt. We're really proud of our big girl, Brianna Day, Sweet 16.
We are. She's the next generation, along with your children, RSB, to bring the light and the vitamin L and truth into the world.
And we'll see you this weekend. For those of you coming to Grand Rapids, to Ann Arbor, I should say, we'll be there. And also in Dallas, Texas, for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. And that's it. That's all the time we have. And if Brianna's still there, can you tell them what they need to know before we end the show?
The power to heal is yours.
Yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.